everybody. This is James Murphy with Evolution for Success and your podcast of the week. So I got a question for you. What does a wise man, Walmart, and whipped cream have in common? Well, you know what? Did you ever wish that you could talk to Gandhi, Buddha, God, or some other enlightened person and ask him, you know, how do you live a happy life? What makes a happy life? Well, you know what? That person found me yesterday morning in Walmart. So many of you know, because I've said it before, that I have a simple core principle that I live my life by, which is it's always worthwhile to let others know of their worth. And I use that in my coaching practice, of course, to help people create change so that they can have even more for themselves, so they have even more to share with others. Well, when I shop at any store, including Walmart, I love people's name tags. Because one of the ways that I use value, or I let people know where they're worth, is I use their names. Just simply call them by their first name, ask them how their day is. I thank them for working on weekends and weeknights, and when they're not feeling good and they came to work anyway, I always work to let them know how lucky Walmart is to have such a dedicated employee. And so I always do my best to let other people know of the worth that they have, and usually it brightens their day. And so, as a consequence, many of the people there know me by sight, and we almost always exchange pleasantries, say hello, I call them by the first name, I say, hey, good morning, how are you so-and-so, how are you so-and-so? Well, yesterday I was having one of those mornings. I mean, you know those mornings, right? I'd gotten maybe 4 hours of sleep the night before, got up, did the insanity workout, and then dropped my daughter off from school, and I was tired. I mean, I had no energy. And I was just in a drained place. Well, Mr. Happy, I still don't know his name because he works in the refrigeration department there at Walmart. He stocks all the cold items, right? So he usually has a coat on. Well, he was at the cooler, you know, where you open up the doors in the cold section of the store there. And he was stocking a case of whipped cream. Now, I needed some whipped cream because we were having strawberries and whipped cream for dessert last night. And so, but I was so tired when I walked up behind him that I just zoned out for a second and waited patiently for him to finish before, I reached in to get one. So after I got one, I turned around and we recognized each other for a second, and he gave me this Mr. Happy good morning smile he always has. And we've shared back and forth many times. And this is the moment when my whole day changed. And our conversation went something like this. I'm going to work it both ways here, right? So he's saying this, good morning. I said, hey, how are you today? He said, just fine. It's a beautiful morning. It's always a beautiful morning. You know, most people in life just make things too complicated. And usually it's better just to keep them simple. And I mumbled in my sleepy state, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. And then for some reason, he launched into the following. He said, well, let's just take for instance, right? I mean, I'm a Gulf War veteran. And did you know that I still have my legs? He's like, look at them. And he kind of did this little dance back and forth, hopping from one leg to the other. And at this point, I was kind of shocked. He'd never done that before. And he said, you know, I'm a Gulf War veteran. And earlier in my life, at one point, I was so shot up and full of grenade shrapnel that they wanted to amputate both my legs. But do you know what? He said, I escaped from the hospital. And he had that little mischievous look on his face. He said, and look at me now. I mean, and I used to have a job working for a big bank, and I did quite well for myself. And I got to see the excitement on people's faces when I gave them their new homes. He said, but the economy turned, and you know how the economy is. And later on, I just ended up starting to take them all away. So look at me now. Look at me now, I work at Walmart. And all my friends said to me, Walmart? Seriously? You work at Walmart? And he said, yeah, I say. I mean, after all, I'm here on this earth to serve God's people. And so I do it every day here at Walmart with my smile. I may see John or Joe and talk for a minute or two, and I may or may not ever see them again, he said, but I always give them my smile. And besides, with all the negativity and stuff there is out there in the economy and everything else, I mean, I'm happy. I have what I need to be happy. And not all that extra stuff, you know, that extra material stuff. I mean, and then he tapped me on the shoulder. He goes, you know, good looking guys like you and me, We have all we need. We have a good job. We have our beautiful wives, our children, our family, and a place to come and make a difference and serve. And he said, I know that about you just because of the way you show up when you say good morning every day here. He said, you and I, we have an energy. And you know what? I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. End of conversation. So, of course, my only response as I'm picking my jaw up off the floor is, well, I hope to see you tomorrow too, thanks. And hope you continue to have a great day. He said, oh, I will. You too. And there it was, in the course of about 2 minutes, I was enlightened, right there in Walmart, whipped cream and wisdom. Now, there are so many pearls of wisdom in that true story, in this simple exchange of some very simple, powerful beliefs, that I'm not going to take the time to go through all of them with you. There are so many. But I would say this. Please take something from it, whatever you choose. Because you know what? Jim Rohn once said, don't work on your company, work on yourself. Simplicity in life comes from finding and living your truth. This guy found his truth, and as a result of that, he achieved a higher level of enlightenment. He had his truth. So how can you, how can I, how can everybody who's out there pay this forward, how can you continue to find and live your truth today? That's the secret of happiness. Stopping, taking the time, being grateful, figuring out what's good and right for you, and living that truth and being solid in it no matter what it is, so that you have your needs taken care of and you pay that forward in some way, shape, or form to help other people better take care of theirs. And as a result of that, happiness is a must. It's automatic, I should say. It's not a must. The universe must give the happiness to you because it is automatic. So as always, leave your comments, leave your feedback, leave your thoughts, leave any forms of enlightenment that you might have below, you know, comment. Love to hear from you. And you continue to have an outstanding day. And by the way, if you know anyone who's struggling and could use some more happiness by letting go of, you know, that junk in their life, like anger, sadness, fear, guilt, clearing up your head trash, those negative beliefs, have them call me today for their complimentary power session. You all know my phone number. It's 919-792-0085. And as always, here's to your continued success.